New King James Version reads like this in verse 19. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from him. Amen. Father God, speak now is our prayer. Have your way. Lord, we pray that the seed would fall on good ground, bring forth a bountiful harvest. Heavenly Father, we make ourselves ready to hear from you. And so, Holy Spirit, we just say, speak. Lord, as I surrender myself and open my mouth, speak. Heavenly Father, and have your way is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Nevertheless, the solid foundation of God stands, having this seal, the Lord knows those who are his. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. In the King James Version, the original King James Version, it says that the foundation of God standeth sure. And that's what the message is today. The foundation of God standeth sure. We come to just encourage you. You may be going through something in your life, in an area of your life, ready his week of last week and things that he was going, but he came to the conclusion that even in the midst of going through, that the foundation of God stands sure. No matter what we're going through, no matter what is coming your way, there may be a whole host of things trying to come against you. I want to encourage you to let you know that it's not over and that it is all right if you have a relationship with God through his son, Jesus Christ. Now, how many of you know, just being honest, that sometimes it looks like the enemy. Does it look like that for anybody other than me? Sometimes, man, you can be going through your life and it looks like the enemy is winning. And you're saying, God, you're crying out to God and say, God, what's wrong? You know, what's wrong with everything that I'm hearing? And I hear the people and the ministers say, great is he that is in us than he that is in the world. But outside in the world, it doesn't look like what that word says. How many have been there? Has anybody been there? You've been there where things don't seem to be lining up like our experiences in the house right here. On Sunday, we come and we get a good experience and we worship the Lord and we go out the doors. And man, how many of you know that our week don't look like Sunday sometime? But I just want to let you know that nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. You can count on the Lord. In the scriptures, we find, as I go back to verse 10, Paul in this letter to Timothy, he says, therefore, I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain salvation, which is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. Hallelujah. Then he says this is a faithful saying. Listen to what Paul is telling his son in the ministry, Timothy. He said, this is a faithful saying. He says, for if we died with him, we shall also live with him. Hallelujah. Glory. If we endure, we shall also reign with him. Glory to God. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, but he cannot deny himself. He says, remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. He says, but be diligent to present yourselves approved of God, a worker who do not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. He says, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. He says, and there are many cancer. He said, Hymenaeus, Philetus are of this sort, who have strayed concerning the truth, saying that the resurrection is already past, and they overthrow the faith of some. We're going around spreading something that wasn't truth. And many in that time were being disheartened. They were being disheartened. They lost. They turned away from the faith. That was a work of the enemy, because the enemy's design is to destroy, the scripture says. But and to, how many have heard the old military adage, to divide and conquer? And he was doing that, and he was spreading falsities in the midst of the church. And people were being cast down. They were being downtrodden. Their spirit. Okay. But he said, this is one of my favorite words in scripture. He says, nevertheless. Hallelujah. We'll preach on that another time, but nevertheless, I love that word. You remember that when they were out at the sea, and he said, nevertheless, hallelujah. Nevertheless, the solid foundation, the sure foundation of God stands. I don't care what's going on in your life, what's going on in my life. Sometimes, man, we have things that are going on in this community, man, that make you just want to shake your head and just, man, say, well, Lord, what's going on? I've heard people in the Mount Juliet area here of late saying, man, things are just going ill, man. There's more crime happening, and things are happening. And like the other night, they robbed the Sprint store, and they robbed this, and this person was carjacked, and that, and a lot of things are happening, and they're crying like the sky is falling. I want to encourage you, nevertheless, the foundation of God stands sure. You can count on the Lord today. Hallelujah. You can count on the Lord today. Things happen in life. Things will happen in life, but the foundation of God still stands. And it stands sure. And that's to count on. That's what we have to. It says, why? How does it stand? How does it stand? How can I be sure when things around me are not going well? How can I be sure? How can I still stand and believe? I want to tell you what the scripture says. When God told his servant out in the middle that they were about, and the enemy was all around them. And Elijah, they told him the enemy was all around him. And then Elijah told his servant, said, Lord, open his eyes that he may see more that's with us than with them. And I want to tell you and encourage you that when you have the Lord side, when you have a genuine relationship with him, there's more for you than there is against you. Yeah. How do I know that? Because the God's word says, if I'm there, I'm more than the whole world against you. You see, it's not just somebody says sometimes that, man, you know, there's a lot of strength in numbers, but sometimes it works the opposite way. You and Jesus make the majority. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You and Jesus make the majority. When things are going around, people are come up against you, man, stand with the Lord. Somebody that never fail. Why and how do we do that? One, we understand that the foundation standeth sure, first of all, simply because of who God is. He is God Almighty of heaven and earth. He's the one that commands and is steadfast, right? God is God all by himself. There's no equal. Somebody said, well, there are people serving other gods. Yeah, they're serving other little g gods, but we're serving the Almighty capital G God, the one and only God. We understand that the foundation standeth sure simply because of who God is. And then secondly, that the foundation stands sure because of what he said. The promises of God are yea and amen. And we can stand on the promises of man, of God. God is not a man, nor the son of man, that he should repent. We don't have to do that. We're standing on the foundation because we are saying that God is the one that spoke in existence. And when God said, let there be, guess what happened? Whatever he said, that's what came to pass. And God is still speaking today. He's still speaking today. Whatever he says, that's what happens. He said, let there be light. Guess what? Light. He says, man, let the firmaments be divided. Guess what? It happened. When he said, let there be, boom, it was like that. Instantaneously, when he spoke it, and God is still speaking, and he speaks to us by his word. His word, church, is true. His word is faithful. His word is just. So we all know that the foundation of God stands because of who he is. We understand that the foundation of God stands sure because of what he said. And then we understand that the foundation of God stands sure because of what he's done. And I'm telling you today, church, if God done anything in your life before, he's able to do it again. If you need a blessing before and God showed up, he will show up again in your life right when you need him. He is not assured. He is not slack concerning his promise. The promises of God are yea and amen. And when God comes in your life and when God moves in your life, he's right on time. Right when you need it, he'll be there. Right when you need it, he'll be there. Man, right after, how many have been there with me, man? I waited, and right at the last minute, when I thought it was the last minute and was about to give up, God showed up. Hallelujah. Why? Because the foundation of God standing sure. This seal, having this seal, that God knows, hallelujah, who are his, hallelujah. There won't be anybody getting in the back door. God knows those that belong to him. And he even said in his word, my sheep, hallelujah, hear my voice, and a stranger, they won't follow. They won't follow it. The foundation of God stands. So I don't care what's going on in life. They say we got a government shutdown. That's fact. But the truth is that God shall supply all my needs. If all those government workers, if they just submit to God, he said, my God shall supply all need according to his riches in glory. If they would just hold on, and church, we would begin to believe God for them on their behalf. Even in the midst of the shutdown, they could be able to be like the psalmist when he said, I was young and now I'm old and I've never ever seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. God is an on-time God. The foundation of God stands sure. He knows those who belong to him. People said, barely made it in. No, you made it in or you didn't. You're either in or you're out. Word of God tells me. We try to get cute with this thing, with the word of God. But the word of God is real. The foundation of God, church, stands sure. And have real that God knows those that are his. Then he says, and let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Let everyone who names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. As Pastor Mike said, we have been studying a book called Come and See by Pastor Todd Wagner on Wednesday nights. On this past Wednesday, we started in the chapter that says excuses, excuses. A lot of people want to bring up a lot of excuses in this day and time. Why they can't serve the Lord, or why they won't come to church, or why they won't do that. You heard it said, man, people at the church, they just, like me, they doing the same thing I'm out here doing. They come with a whole lot of excuses of why not. But I'm telling you, God knows those who are his. And he says, let everyone that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Meaning the practice of. Are we going to miss it sometime? I guarantee you. But that's why the scripture says, if we sin. Didn't say that we have to, but he says, if we sin, he, the Lord, this is his word, he is faithful to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. The foundation of God standeth sure. The same word that Paul and Timothy have, we have today, church. And we just have to stand on the word. We have to stand on the word. Trust the word of God. Know that the foundation of God standeth sure. You can count on it. One, because of who he is. Secondly, because of. Thirdly, because of what he's done. He's already, unlike some of us maybe, he's already proven himself over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. From an early of the existence, man, God has been proving himself. Then lastly, we understand that we need to just honor him because of the gift that he gave. Hallelujah. He gave his only begotten son, Jesus, to die that we might live. He gave the perfect gift as we preach. He gave that gift that we may have a genuine with him. And so by having that relationship, we can be confident in the fact that the foundation standeth sure. Jesus said to Peter, Peter, you say the truth when asked, who do you say that I am? And he says, upon this truth, I'm going to build my church. Upon the foundation, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. There are things that happen in this life. And sometimes the enemy comes in like a flood. But when he does, the Lord up a standard against him. That standard and banner is Christ. It's in him that we live, and that we move, have our. And so we need to. Are God's, and we belong to God. If there's anyone here today, because we don't want to take for granted, but if there's anyone in here today, don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, haven't been saved, today is a great day for salvation. Today is a great day to get this thing right before it's everlasting too late. Let's go to God. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we thank you for your word. Lord, we thank you for your comfort. And Lord, we thank you for the confidence that we have to come before you, understanding that the foundations of yours, Lord, are sure. And so, Lord, we're confident in this thing that is sure, Lord. And we're going to stand and trust in your promises. If there are any today that don't know you, Lord, we pray that you would draw them like you drew us. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for choosing me to choose you. And I thank you, Lord. And like you've chosen me and chose others, Lord, we just ask that, Lord, you would bless those and touch hearts that they would come in to know you. before it's everlasting too late. I thank you for this time and privilege of proclaiming your word. Heavenly Father, your word is truth. And so, Lord, we honor you, Lord, and we thank you. And we just love you, Lord, and we bless you. Lord, we just give you all the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor in Jesus' name. And the church says, let's give God.